accommodation. The vast majority these days, I think, of what we call the showman's living quarters, tended to be on the Granby Street car park. So the car park was closed from midnight on the Monday, ready for the showman pulling in with the, and of course, the some of the caravans are beautiful pieces of equipment, and they need a big vehicle to tow them, but people have got to remember that's their home, 365 days a year, that's their home. People have got houses, but for the majority of people travelling to a fair, they need that living accommodation, and some of the caravans were beautiful inside, but why not? They deserve it, but but people think, they don't seem to, some people don't realise that is actually their home all the year through. So the caravans used to come in very early on a Tuesday morning. We tried to get most of them in on site before all the rush hour traffic started, because it doesn't take, with equipment like that, it doesn't take that long to have a backlog of vehicles. And then, but again, we had a very detailed, what we call, pulling schedule, which is one of the things I'd listed, I think, on the planning arrangements for the fair. So every showman who needed living accommodation, wherever that may be, were given a time to try the best to adhere to, so that you knew that Mr. So-and-so's coming at 6 in the morning, followed by so-and-so at 10 minutes later, just to try to keep things flowing in the town centre.